Well, You Were Mine, 1959, a group called the Fireflies. 9:26 in the morning with Uncle Russi at 11:90. Here's Archie Bell and the Drells. I Can't Stop Dancing. All right, 61 degrees in town, sunny and mild today, highs in the mid-70s. These are the Beach Boys.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to.
Who do you love? Sapphires right there. Only a couple of more minutes for Earl Smith to call in, 859-4350. We're looking for Earl Smith so we can award him $25 in prizes from 1190. So call us there, Earl. Why don't you? It's 9:39.
Tonight, see it here, dynamic 50s and 60s rock and roll entertainers, the Golden Classics. Now at Chic's Supper Club and Show Lounge in the Conway Center. Enjoy tributes to Buddy Holly, Elvis, Connie Francis, and many others featuring the Golden Classics. Monday through Thursday, it's 2-for-1 drinks, 2-for-1 on all dinners, and no entertainment charge before 8 p.m. Dine and dance tonight. For reservations or information, call 273-3250. At the end of your day, let Chic's make your night.
How would you like to win your very own jukebox loaded with golden oldies? This classic giveaway item has a retail value in excess of $1,000, and it could be yours free. Listen to 1190 all day, every day. And when you hear the golden chimes, call 859-4350, Orange and Seminole County, or 846-4994 in Osceola County. And if you're the fifth caller, your name goes in for our drawing to win the golden oldie jukebox for your very own. Plus, if you're an 1190 Booster Club member, you also win a WHHL t-shirt. Contest limited to one win each 2 weeks per person. If you've won in the past 2 weeks, you're ineligible at this time. Listen for the chimes and call to win.
The Music Machine, WHHL.
You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I abused it.
The Vogues, and You're the One, went to number 4, 12 weeks on the old charts right there. 15 before 10 o'clock. Stand by for your chance at that 1190 jukebox full of golden oldies. That's coming up sometime this morning.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air.
The continuing adventures of Bob's Peanut Truck Stop. In our last episode, you'll recall Bob was telling his customers he has diesel fuel at the lowest prices in town. Bob's Peanut does auto repair, including tune-ups and car washing by hand. Bob's Peanut has a truck washing service, using a powerful steam jenny to keep your rig looking like new. Whatever your needs, Bob Taylor's Peanut Personal Service will keep you coming back again and again. Bob's Fina, Highway 441, just north of the B-Line, across from the Archway Inn, open 7 days a week till 6 p.m.
Seafood lunch or dinner, anyone? Chuckers Oyster Bar has the very best, and they're out to prove it to you. Chuckers at 5602 South Orange Blossom Trail features noon luncheons of a baker's dozen oysters, only $1.75. That's daily from 11:30 till 2. And listen to this great seafood lover special. All the crabs you can eat, only $6.95. That's right. All the delicious crabs you can eat for just $6.95 Tuesday evenings while they last. Visit Shucker's Big Game Room, too. All types of new games just for you. at Shucker's Oyster Bar, 5620 South Orange Blossom Trail.
And Thursday night is shrimp night at Shucker's. All the sweet, juicy, tender shrimp you can eat. Which, with me, it's millions. Only $8.95 Thursday evenings at Shucker's Oyster Bar, 1190. Here's the Surfaris. Wipe out.
Wipe out.
This is Bill Clifford with 1190 News. Officials in Paris say thieves who emptied 250 safe deposit boxes in a bank over the weekend may have gotten as much as $12 million, making it one of the largest bank robberies in French history. Police believe the robbery was carried out with the help of a present or former bank employee. Authorities in Richmond, California are still at a loss to explain what caused a tank truck being loaded with 36,000 pounds of nitrous oxide to explode at a chemical plant late last night. The blast knocked out three sides of the Puritan and Bennett Chemical Company building and shook houses 50 miles away. Jet planes could soon be powered indirectly by garbage. So says a spokesman for Lockheed, California. Daniel Brewer says that jets 20 years from now will probably be powered by liquid hydrogen extracted from water. The power to perform such extraction could come from sun, nuclear reactors, or burning garbage. NASA has now added another 4 days to the timetable of preparations for launching the nation's new breed of space vehicle, the Space Shuttle. The new target date for the maiden launch of Columbia, barring any new problems, is March 14th. A plan by several Canadian cable television companies to treat their viewers to a live broadcast of next week's encounter between Voyager 1 and the planet Saturn has run aground on a non-celestial body, the government. Canada's Federal Communications Department says such transmission would violate bilateral agreements with the United States. More news after this.
How would you like to win your very own jukebox loaded with golden oldies? This classic giveaway item has a retail value in excess of $1,000, and it could be yours free. Listen to 1190 all day, every day. And when you hear the golden chimes, call 859-4350, Orange and Seminole County, or 846-4994 in Osceola County. And if you're the fifth caller, your name goes in for our drawing to win the golden oldie jukebox for your very own. Plus, if you're an 1190 Booster Club member, you also win a WHHL t-shirt. Contest limited to one win each 2 weeks per person. If you've won in the past 2 weeks, you're ineligible at this time. Listen for the chimes and call to win.
In news around the state of Florida, GOP Senator-elect Paula Hawkins says the Republican Party's new Senate majority, which grew to 58 of 100 seats yesterday, will help Ronald Reagan accomplish his goals as president. Hawkins' narrow victory over Democrat Bill Gunner was settled yesterday, and she didn't claim victory until 4 hours after the state insurance commissioner conceded defeat. Hawkins said yesterday at a news conference in Orlando that the Reagan administration's first problem will be solving inflation. Atlantic Bank Corporation's 16 subsidiaries plan to merge into a single bank based in Jacksonville. That according to B.J. Walker, president and chief executive officer of the bank. Atlantic Bank Corporation will become the first bank holding company in Florida to take advantage of a new banking law that allows the merger of bank subsidiaries. Walker said the merged bank will be known as Atlantic National Bank of Florida, Incorporated. And a 1941 graduate of the University of Florida Law School in Gainesville is heading a $2 million fundraising drive for completion of the school's 11-year-old Spessard Holland Law Center. The drive began yesterday under the direction of former State Senator John McCarty of Fort Pierce. The campaign will add funds to the $1.5 million appropriated by the 1980 legislature for the $3.5 million building. That's 1190 News. Bill Clifford reporting. Russ Ross has the weather.
1190 climate looks like this. Sunny and mild today and Friday. Highs in the low 70s today. Near 80 tomorrow. Fair and cool tonight. Lows in the 50s at 64 degrees now at 1190.
WHHL, Pinecastle, Sky Lake, Florida. Russ Ross.
WHHL Non-Stop Music.
Like him. That's gotta be him. Yeah, that's him, all right. It's Lee Barnard in the nude, jumping rope in the middle of Orange Blossom Trail.
He's been in that vodka again, I guess. It's 10:04. Golden up.
In my heartbeat, when I see you, when I see you.
That's Domino.
When I see you.
And when I see you, 1957. Good stuff there. I like that one. 12:41. At 1190 Radio with Robin Ward now. Here's a wonderful summer. I like the rumba to that there. Just like Carmen Miranda used to do with the bag of the bowl of fruit on her head.
Who's that?
Carmen Miranda, remember that?
Speaking of bowl of fruit on your head.
Bowl of fruit?
Reminds me of Russ Ross.
He's not even on the air yet, and he insults me. Coming up, Lee Barnard on the Lee Barnard radio program. Gee, I had a whole show named after you.
I did?
Lee Barnard Show.
Oh, yes.
Lee Barnard.
Knock down, drag out.
No, I'm knock down, drag out.
You look it, too.
Get out. I got to lock this door more often. That's it for Uncle Russie. I'm going to head on out to Sonny's Barbecue, and starting around 2:15, we'll be jumping in and telling you about what's happening out at Sonny's Barbecue this afternoon during the Lee Barnard Show. You don't mind if I do that, do you?
No, I just can't wait to see how many pounds you gain.
Pounds? I'm not going to go out there and eat. Well, I might. Because the food is good. Take care now. Till next time. See you later, gang. That's my line. See you later, gang.